Was there something the matter? Well, how am I supposed to know? You're the one who called me here, after all. You've been doing that a lot recently, haven't you? Seems like every time I'm just about to have my break, one of the other nurses informs me that I need to make my way to your room. But why specifically me? Can the other nurses help you with your problems? Why, yes, of course. I'd be more than happy to help a patient out. But on one simple condition. They have to allow me to have my breaks and my alone time as I please. And you, mister, are making it a little hard to do that. Trust me, you really are cute, and I adore seeing you, having to help you every morning, every afternoon, every evening, putting you to rest. You're actually probably one of my favorites out of the bunch, but this is really getting ridiculous, don't you think? To have me keep coming back here just so what? Are you really that attached to me? Or perhaps you just really want to see me again in this tight outfit of mine? I notice the way you look at me, the way you stare when I fluff up your pillow, when I tuck you in. Don't even get me started when I have to bathe you now, like a little baby. I see how excited you can get. So don't play stupid with me. You hear me? Man up. Tell me what you want. All you have to do is say, but the more you dance around like this, calling me back to your room every time I'm about to take care of something else, is really getting on my nerves. Not to mention all the staring you've been doing as of late. It really irks me when someone doesn't take control. That someone doesn't take responsibility. Especially if you've been giving me all these signals. Too silent to speak. I figured It's always so difficult for your types that I have to be the one to move first. And I suppose I'll have to help you out. Make you remember what you need to do next time. Lift your arms. Good job. There you go. What am I doing? I'm the one in control here, since you couldn't do it. And I'm simply showing you what you need to do next time. Need to give you that confidence after all. Now, whatever shall you do? Your shirt's off. You're probably really hard, aren't you? I can sense it off of you. I bet you want to see me with my shirt off too, huh? You naughty, naughty boy. I haven't had a patient like you before. To stare at me so intently and not even try anything. Stare even more at how big my breasts are in this lace bra of mine. So confined, waiting to be released. Oh, I bet you want to touch them, huh? And how soft they are. How big. They would just fill your hand, overflow. Look at you. So wide-eyed. Well, I have to banish you, you know that, right? And I think staring is all you'll get to do. You're not allowed to move your hand. You're not allowed to do anything of the sort. Just watch as I take control of you. Do you understand? Good. I guess it's time I take your bottoms off. Must have been so frustrated ever since you came here into my care. With no way to relieve yourself. Does my lips feel that nice? feel the heat radiating already. And just through your boxers. You know, it's gonna be a shame to see you go. See you leave from this place. Even if you were that much of a pervert. Don't play stupid, remember? You act like you have all the privacy here. You don't. I know what you're doing in this room. At all times of the day. Oh, yes. Just watch. Watch as I rub. You wonder how it would be, how warm it would feel to have them wrap around your dick. But no touching. I think I have another way I'd like to solve this. Since you made me miss my lunch, I think this is only fair. Now stay still. Saliva dripping down your cock like that. My lips so close to your tip. My nose breathing down your shaft. Oh, yes. Just the way I like it. Super salty. Especially when you have been needing that cleaning. Thank you for the meal. Fucking good. Don't you look so scared? I made sure none of the other nurses or doctors are gonna see you anytime soon right now. This is our house. Fuck. For you being so cute. I didn't expect you to have such a tasty, girthy cock like this. I thought for sure this would be an easy feeding. But you're stretching my mouth. I bet it looks so hot seeing my lips rip around it, huh? I like how soft it feels. You're not gonna come soon, are you? I can feel you wanting to release it all inside my mouth. Well, you have to be a good boy and tell me first, you understand? And maybe, just maybe I'll let you come deep down my throat. Sound like a deal? I knew you'd agree, especially with your cock in my ass. I am in control of you. Don't you forget that. You saw my nice big ass and you couldn't resist, huh? Well, now you don't get to come inside of my throat. That's right. You're gonna come all over my hands now for not being able to keep your hands to yourself. So do it. Come for me like the good boy you are. I'll make sure another nurse attends to you. A Mel one, too. Oh, that's right. Keep throbbing. Oh, come to me. Oh, come for me. Oh, I know you want to. You want to see me again, right? Do it. Oh, let all of that stinky fucking load all over my fucking hands. Imagine it. As if you were gonna finish down my throat. I knew you could do it for me. Look at all that cum being wasted. We could have had something nice. At least you remember for next time now, right? Put it through that thick skull of yours. Do you understand? Good. I'll see you tomorrow, maybe, but no calling me for the rest of the day. You can survive.